how is what we used to call the war on cancer progressing? Well, the good news, and there is some, is that a whole new generation of therapies is on the way. So-called targeted therapies work by attacking the underlying molecular mechanisms of cancer. Immunotherapies stimulate the patient's own immune system to search out and destroy cancer cells. At the National Cancer Institute, where a lot of these new treatments are in clinical trial, researchers believe they are on the verge of transforming cancer into a kind of chronic condition, something you don't die from, but instead live with. Dr. Mark Clanton is a deputy director at the National Cancer Institute.
One of the hopeful messages that science is bringing us is the fact that as we understand more and more about how cells learn to grow when they're not supposed to, or live longer than they're supposed to, or move to parts of the body where they're not supposed to, as we know more about those processes, we can design very specific targeted therapies, that's the term, that act only on those switches or mechanisms that cause the cell to be abnormal in the first place. So the whole field of targeted drug therapy in cancer brings a great deal of hope.
Is it still true that once you see cancerous cells, you have to get rid of those cells? You can't simply treat the environment around them and prevent more from growing. You do have to treat the cells that have already gone bad.
In terms of our current state of practice, that's fundamentally true. However, that's changing very, very rapidly. For cancers that are in an early stage and haven't moved anywhere else, it may be possible to actually keep those cells in check. In some cases, there'll be therapies and methods to kill them. In other cases, there'll be therapies and methods that actually keep them under control and prevent them from moving to other places. That's another aspect of maybe converting some kinds of cancers into chronic controllable diseases, where in fact you don't necessarily eradicate the cancer, but put it under control so that in fact it doesn't disrupt the person's other normal activities and normal functions.
Is that the focus of most of the research now, or is there a focus on new technologies as well?
Oh, the focus spans both the precision in treating cancer, but also new technologies that will allow that to occur. Two really exciting areas are in the area of advanced imaging or molecular imaging, and the other area is in the use of nanotechnology and nanomedicine. And in the case of nanomedicine, we're using devices that are the size of 100,000 times smaller than the human hair to target cells, allow us to see those cells using imaging techniques. There are devices that are being investigated that use quantum dots that can be tuned to different colors and targeted to individual cells that will allow us to see tumors at the cell level. So these are not pie-in-the-sky type of technologies.
I understand that at NCI, the National Cancer Institute, you've established a goal of not eliminating cancer, which I gather you basically don't feel is possible at this stage even to think about, but to eliminate the suffering that goes along with it?
Well, actually, eliminate death and suffering due to cancer is our goal. It comes back to this idea that cancer really is a spectrum that begins at being susceptible to the disease, but being healthy, moving on into the early stages of cellular change and transformation from normal cells to cancerous cells, and then into the development of tumors that move around. Our belief is that you can eliminate death and suffering by developing and advancing technology and therapy in each of these areas. You focus on treating the tumor better, but you also focus on preventing the advancement of cancerous cells. And also, there will be strategies that actually prevent the cancer in susceptible individuals at all. So if we can apply advancement in all of the developmental or evolutionary stages of going from a normal cell to a tumor, actually, that kills you, then applying therapies across the spectrum, it is reasonable to think that both suffering and death can be eliminated.
We've labeled cancer now as more a chronic disease than it was before. Does that change the way the patient's outlook develops, their ability to accept and withstand treatment?
Well, I think there are two diametrically opposed possibilities in terms of the way people might look at cancer as a controlled or controllable disease. On one hand, that could produce depression and concern about having to deal with this over the course of a lifetime. On the other hand, if you look at other diseases like diabetes and asthma, for example, where in fact we haven't really understood how to cure diabetes or asthma, and there are other examples like arthritis as well, but we know a lot about how to manage those diseases so they aren't disruptive, so that in fact they are controlled, and in fact we can live more normal lives. For some kinds of cancers that can't be prevented or modulated and controlled or cured, the hope is that in fact through technology and new treatments, some of them may be managed more like asthma, where people can have perfectly normal lives.
Mark Clanton is Deputy Director at the National Cancer Institute for the Office of Cancer Care Delivery Systems.